Hey, welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I talk about One Wild Night at Small Bar, and Nick tells me about all the fun he had at Emporium for the Solidarity event. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. On Chicago Beer Pass, we're here to talk about all the craft beer events happening in and around Chicago. We're usually drinking beer. We have beer events we went to last week we want to tell you guys all about. And, you know, it's just a great podcast that we're glad to have you listening.
You know, I agree with everything you just said, Brad.
Well, cheers to that.
Hell yeah. It's This Week in Chicago Craft Beer, man. Everything you need to know.
Yeah, and we're drinking Chicago craft beer as usual. And this week we have one of the new cans from Half Acre.
Yeah, man. So this is the Heyoka. I have no idea what Heyoka means.
It definitely feels like Arizona.
It's like some southwestern influence. Yeah.
There's cactuses and cliffs and
yeah. They probably have the most wicked art in the city for their stuff. It's really cool. Yeah, so Heyoka is their winter IPA. So it's 6.7%. You know, the first time I had this beer was at the Big Hugs release. I saw you briefly there.
Right,
yeah. Yeah, so totally blew my budget. Got my allotment of six Blue Hugs. Got my allotment of Big Hugs. Yeah, and got this beer and got some glassware. This beer is great, man. Fresh IPA in the winter. It's a seasonal. It's probably going to go away in spring, and that's when Hakari Shogun
comes out.
That's when Hakari Shogun comes back, which is their wheat ale.
And this is great. It definitely has much more of a drier taste than the Hakari Shogun, but it's tasting good. And what is it, like 6%?
Yeah,
somewhere around there. It usually says on here, but this one doesn't say.
Yeah, dry, grapefruity, piney, nice, solid, fresh IPA from the good folks at the Half Acre Beer Company.
Yeah. Well, we're going to drink this. We have a whole pint here in the tall boy cans to drink throughout the show here. And I say we just get into this past week. I know last week we were recording, you had to run off to the library.
Yeah, so I had to run off to the library. This was last Tuesday when we recorded for the Ale Syndicate bottle launch.
Oh,
nice. So Ale Syndicate, they're being distributed by Lakeshore, which used to be River North.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to be in six-pack bottles. Six-pack 12-ounce bottles.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So they had a launch party at a place called the Library. Now, I had no idea, but that's the beauty of Chicago, man. You know, we're rediscovering these places, you know, and except when we show up, you know, we're it's usually for a beer event.
So, well, that's only a plus for us.
You know, it's mandatory. So we go to this place it's in the financial district, right downtown, man, 190 South LaSalle, and it's in an office building. On the 40th floor of this building is a space called the Library.
Okay.
So the library is basically like this this hall that holds like 200 people that actually used to be a real library, but they turned it into like an event center. But they didn't change anything, so when you walk in, it looks just like a library.
Oh, wow. So just books all across. Do they still have rows and rows in there?
Rows and rows of books. So all the books on the floor have been removed, but you can walk up the staircase, and it's this winding staircase, basically like an entire second level that's all books.
Nice. Like, what do they usually rent that out for, just like? Parties or anything?
Really? Yeah, like anything. They just call it. It's simply called the Library Hall.
Oh, all right.
So there's a bar there. Okay. But other than that, you know, there's just books everywhere, and it's 40 floors up, and there's these big glass windows everywhere. So you get this place is really, really, really fucking cool. Like
cool.
Super cool.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm talking to the Ale Syndicate guys, you know, Jesse and Sam, and they're like, yeah, man, this place is swanky. We really couldn't afford this. It's like, good thing we're being distributed by Lakeshore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you go there, and they've got all three of their beers in bottles there. They've got the Municipal IPA, the Sunday Session, and a Belgian Pale Ale.
Okay.
The name of that escapes me. It's like Van.
I forget what that one's called, yeah.
Yeah, I forget. But those were there. There was a band there, a band called Mad Syndicate. Which was appropriate, you know, and some eats. We missed the eats, but we showed up and we were just excited that, you know, these guys, they've come a really long way because they learned how to brew. They fell in love with beer in wine country over in not too far from Petaluma, where Lagunitas is,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you know, originally they were going to be called like New Chicago.
New Chicago Brewing, and they were going to brew out of the green... the green factor.
It was called like the plant.
The plant, yeah.
Yeah, so the plant was in, you know, not too far from like White Sox Park, this place called The Plant that was going to be all green. And for some reason that fell through.
Right? Oh, now they're in the Green Exchange Lofts, right?
Now they're in the Green Exchange Lofts in Logan Square. Okay. So it's been a long time. Like, we've known these guys for a long time and they're super cool. And so it was nice to finally get a chance to party with them for their own beer release, instead of just seeing them around time and around town and having a good time with them.
Yeah, you know? It's been what, almost a year since they first hit the market with their drafts, right? Like, it's come maybe 8 months now. It was right around the time Dry Hop was opening, they were kind of hitting the market as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And we probably talked about this on the podcast before, but the number one selling beer at Harry Carey's in River North, the Harry Carey's that sits right next to House of Blues right there, the number one selling beer there is Municipal IPA. I know when we did the Boat series, well, really it was just me. It was called, like, you know, we didn't put the website name on it. It was just me going up and down the river with a bunch of beers, right?
Just you alone?
Yeah, just me solo. You know, so it was kind of like, you know, basically like the brew bus on water, okay, kind of.
But alone.
We had a super little boat. Our boat.
Okay.
The dude, Pedro, let us use his boat, and the boat held like 17 people. Oh, but
okay, so there were 17 people, not just you, solo. I was just with a bunch of beer, like you're on a boat tour, like.
Yeah, it was like, I'm just practicing, just me on the boat, yelling, right, talking to nowhere. No, it was me. Let me rephrase that. I was hosting a boat tour.
Okay, all right.
I was hosting a boat tour called, we call it Discover Chicago, and we go up and down the river, and you know, I took some history classes, so we talk about all the buildings, and I'm a big Chicago fan, obviously. So, but one of the beers we brought that really got people excited was that Sunday Session.
Nice.
Just super bright, fresh, awesome pale ale.
Yeah, that is a good beer. I'm gonna have to keep an eye out for some bottles now that the six packs are out.
Yeah. So this event was a good time. Oh, so the reason they picked the library is because apparently the guy, their lawyer, is a lawyer for a lot of breweries around town, they were saying. And they all used to practice law in this space when it was an active library.
Oh, wow. That's neat.
So the reason they picked this place for the event was because of the lawyer. So this was a great great backdrop, and I love rediscovering places like this in the city. You know, my day job's like a couple blocks from there, and I had never had a reason to go.
No, why do you go to the library?
Why would you go? I mean, I got a smartphone, man, yeah, and a MacBook. Like, I don't need to go to the library. This was nice, man. It really was. 40 floors up on a Tuesday night, you know, celebrating with some really cool guys, and you know, just you know, raising a glass to their accomplishments of launching a brewery finally. So
very cool.
Yeah,
sounds like a good night.
That was cool.
Then later in the week, I know we both ran into each other over at Small Bar for one wild night.
Yeah, Small Bar Division, man.
And this was it was featuring, I guess the main feature was two Goose Island Sours, sour from Lovecraft.
Oh, Love Beer.
Love Beer.
Yeah, which is like an Italian sour.
Right.
Yeah.
And then was there one from Perennial?
Yeah, and there was one from Perennial.
Yeah. And this was the first time Madame Rose was on available, the new Madame Rose available anywhere.
Yeah.
So we got a sneak peek of that. We were there for the VIP session, so we got those four beers. We got to hear Brett Porter talk and some snacks.
So VIP at that event.
Yeah.
I just went into Rick. Well,
you were sitting next to Rick, so.
Rick's like, we're so VIP right now. And then somebody next to him was like, duh. It was funny. It was funny. Rick's one of the sales guys at Goose, man. He's a fun guy.
It was great to hear about the process for Lolita. Brett kind of talked about that for like 20, 30 minutes, and then he kind of spent 10 minutes on Madame Rose. I was like, I was more interested in Madame Rose and the process and the story behind that.
Yeah, because it was the 2014 debut of Madame Rose.
Uh-huh.
So I'm with you. It would have been nice to hear more about Madame Rose. Brett Porter is always a treat. You know, Brett, we're in the crowd, maybe about 20 people at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was the early session. And so Brett's like, well, there's no microphone at Small Bar Fullerton or Small Bar Division. So he just gets on top of the, you know, like a table or like a, you know, he just stands on something.
He's like on the bench seat.
Yeah, he's standing on the bench and he's like, he's doing his thing. You know, he's got his shirt, he's got his beers in one hand, and he's just talking about the beers. Mm-hmm. So Lolita, if I'm not mistaken, Lolita is raspberries and Madame Rose is cherries.
Yeah.
And they're from this farm up in Michigan, like McClug Farms, right? And they clean this place out when it's time to do these two beers.
Yeah, he went on for a long time about the raspberries and looking for the right raspberries and, you know.
Yeah. I think one thing I remember him saying was that, you know, how when you go to your store or your city market and you're looking for a batch of raspberries, when you take them home and you're going to eat them, you kind of sift through the, you know, the bushel or whatever, and you look for that one perfect raspberry to pick out. And he's kind of saying, when we get raspberries from these guys in Michigan, every raspberry is like that.
Right.
Which was kind of funny. So, yeah, so we got the early session included four samples along with some small bites from Small Bar.
Mm-hmm. And Madame Rose was tasting great.
Yeah.
And Lolita, my Lolita was gone before he started talking, so I couldn't even drink along with him and, like, smell and taste what he was trying to describe.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, there were other sisters that debuted earlier this year, you know, not a little bit after Black Friday. There was, Halia, which was the peach one, and then I think there was something else. Jillian. Yeah, mm-hmm. Jillian, which was the strawberry one. But for me, Lolita has always been, like, the girl, you mm-hmm. know? Like, even that night, I really liked Lolita a lot. It was fun to get a chance to try Madame Rose, though.
Uh-huh. So do we know if Madame Rose is going to be available on shelves? Because the previous version was only at bars and restaurants. Wow. Did anyone say anything about that, or do we know this?
I don't remember hearing that. I think I learned from you that Madame Rose, she's not even every year, which I thought she was. I think she comes out like every other year.
Yeah, in this case, it's been 3 years now.
Yeah. And I know she made her debut tonight. She was supposed to make it earlier, but she just wasn't ready.
Right.
The madam was fashionably late.
But that's all right. We had plenty of other stuff to drink as we waited for her to show up. And
yeah.
Now, yeah, I'm hoping that bottles are out for everybody, but it's probably going to be pretty expensive beer. And so we'll see.
Yeah. So
did you have anything else there that night that stood out at you?
We got the La Folie, which is really good, from New Belgium. And then I got the peach Berliner Weiss from Perennial.
Okay.
Which I liked. Very, very understated. Just a little hints of peach.
Okay.
But mostly just like a light, tart, you know, sour beer. Cool. With, you know, just really easy going. Not too much emphasis on flavor. Just kind of light and refreshing.
Oh, nice. I know I got something from Four Paws.
Okay.
And that was pretty good. Not amazing and not bad, so like that.
This event was great, man. One thing I like about Small Bar Division and this event in particular is that if you're on that strip of division, you know, you got Fat Poor and, you know, you got some Irish pubs and you got Moonshine and, mm-hmm. you know, Division's not necessarily known as like a hardcore spot for craft stuff.
You almost have Bangers at one end and Small Bar at the other.
Right, like you got these two anchors, right? You know, you got Bangers when the block starts, and then you got Small Bar when the block ends. And I thought it was cool that, you know, here we are on Division Street doing a sour event. You know, mm-hmm. that place is great, man. I just want to say cheers to Phil McFarlane, man, because he mm-hmm. does a great job over there. Oh, and if you got there early, you got small plates. So he had like you know, there was like a duck confit, flatbread. Yeah, there was Parmesan crackers. You know, there was just a bunch of fun stuff for you to nibble on. Chicken and mushroom sausage. Mm-hmm. That was good. Yeah. The Small Bar is very much the appropriate name for that spot, because yeah. it gets full quick. Like, as right, soon as yeah. they opened the gates to the general admission, it filled up like that.
Yeah. But yeah, good time. And they may still have some of the stuff around if they didn't go through everything that night. So if you're still interested in that tap list, definitely go there and see what's left.
Yeah. New Holland Blue Sunday is something I wanted to try that I didn't. And we're going to post the entire tap list from that night on the Facebook page as well.
Cool. And then you made it to another event You made it to the Emporium for Solidarity, right?
Yeah. So my buddy Chris Jacobson, his crew, they threw an event. They threw events all around town, man. The name of their crew is Solidarity, celebrating the hardcore in craft beer. Okay. You know. So and they throw events based around that. Like they go get themed tap list and they go to different parties and they set up shop and do really fun events. So they did an event at a place that we both love, Emporium.
I know. I think I'm going there tonight.
Up in Wicker Park.
Yeah.
It's the kind of place I wish I would have come up with as a concept. It's just a brilliant spot. So Emporium, they have 24 draft lines. And so for the Dark Side event, what they did was they took all their normal stuff off draft and then put 24 dark beers on, basically, right? So you got 24 dark beers and video games. And then the guys from Solidarity, what they did was they created these Solidarity pouches. And it was a pouch that included stickers and buttons. And then you could keep your token, your video game tokens in it.
Yeah. Okay. Like a fanny pack?
Like, well, it wasn't as big as a fanny pack. Okay. We'll call it a pouch.
Okay.
We'll call it, because this is hardcore, man. Okay. This is hardcore. So it was a hardcore.
I don't know. It could have been a hardcore. Maybe there's like spikes on it.
It was a hardcore fanny pack with spikes on it. No, it was a pouch. It was it was legit. Yeah.
All right. And so you have what'd you have on tap when you were there?
So well, there were a couple of beers I really wanted to try. Big Hugs with Coffee was one.
Big Hugs always has coffee.
Yeah, no, this was Big Hugs like infused with coffee.
Oh.
Like it was like they had Big Hugs and then there was like Big Hugs with like coffee added, like extra coffee.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Okay. so there was that, and there was a Stone Imperial Stout from 2011.
Okay.
And then there was this Victory at Cereal. So we talked about Victory at Cereal a little bit. So Victory at Sea is the Ballast Point. Ballast Point's out in San Diego. So Ballast Point has a beer called Victory at Sea, which is an Imperial Coffee Vanilla Porter. Mm-hmm. So Victory at Cereal is the same beer with Captain Crunch added in a cask.
Oh, right. Okay.
And this beer is great, man. It sounds kind of gimmicky, but this beer is great, and you really taste all those things.
Was it really sweet?
It was no, it was balanced out. It was almost kind of bready from the Captain Crunch to balance it out. So you know, it was definitely it was more. Cause you know it was more on the lines of a breakfast beer that more so than a dessert beer, you know.
Okay.
So I thought it was great because it had a lighter body. So if it was if it was the same beer but just fuller mouthfeel, it would have been like a little too much for that point of the day. But it was light for what it was, and you could taste everything. So it was an adventure. It was good, man. I was excited. I used most of my tickets on that.
Nice. And was it packed? Was a long line and everything for it?
I would say we got there really early. Okay. I want to say we were like the first ones there. Okay. I mean, we got in and out pretty quick, but that place filled up quickly, man. Cheers to those guys, because there was, I'd say, about 250 people at Emporium.
Oh,
like, you know, maybe like an hour into it.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you go to these events, right, you know, after a while, you know, there's the ones you have to scratch off your list that you have to try. You know, mm-hmm. And for me, it was the Stone 2011 and this Victory of Cereal. Then after that, you're like, well, what is everybody else excited? Like the people who put this party on, what are they excited about?
Yeah.
So there was this beer from One Trick Pony. So One Trick Pony is out in South Holland, Illinois. South Holland is the town that borders Munster, Indiana.
Okay.
So they're right out there, not too far from Floyd's.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a couple beers on. One was called the Kisber Felber. Well, first of all, One Trick Pony names all their beers after like horse stuff, right? So, yeah, I don't own any horses.
I guess no, you, I don't. You don't.
I don't. Surprisingly, I don't own any horses. So, you know, I had to look this stuff up. I'm like, what the fuck does? So, this beer is called Kisber Felber, which apparently is like a breed of horse, basically, okay. Right? Just to keep it simple. And there was another beer called Marshy Tacky, but this Kisber Felber. And I've been to One Trick Pony. They make a lot of good stuff. This Kisber Felber was basically like their black IPA.
All right.
But it was great, you know? It was like, it tasted like molasses and tangerine and like big and hoppy. And it was only like 6%. Mm-hmm. And it was something I never had before and something that I really liked. I went and got like 3 times.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So
how close to Three Floyds is One Trick Pony? If it's the town over, like, is it, if you go to Three Floyds, is it like close enough that you should just drive down the street and go there? Or?
Yes. And it's a very similar setup. You know how when you get to Floyd's, you know, you make a, you turn off the main street and you go down this little industrial street where there's just these businesses. Mm-hmm. On a smaller scale, much smaller scale, One Trick Pony is the exact same way. Oh. You know, you come off the main street, which I believe might be like, 175th Street or something. And you come off the main street and there's this little industrial park. And right on this strip is One Trick Pony. You can bring your own food. And I love those guys because they're at that phase where you go in there. The guy from Ray Beer, RB the Alum on Twitter.
Oh, Adam?
Yeah, Adam. So Adam was telling me, he's like, go out there and go get this barrel-aged beer. It's not listed, but ask for it. Mm. You know. And when you show up there, and they probably don't do this now, but maybe they do. I don't know. But you go there and it's like, hey, you can try these samples and you can drink those as much as you want, or you can order a full pint.
Okay.
You know, they're just like really cool. They just want you to try everything.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I know we do some bike rides out to Three Floyds, or we have in the past. So maybe we'll have to plan to do both or go to One Trick Pony instead.
Yeah, I'd say it's maybe like 3-4 miles away.
Oh, okay.
I suck with geography, though.
All right. It's close enough.
It's close. It's the next town over. Okay. It's the next town over. So 4 miles max. Yeah. So that party was great, man. I got a little, I got some stickers in my little bag. I got, you know, some buttons, you know. Yeah. Oh, and I got a little, flyer for an event that the Chicago Beer Geeks are doing with Solidarity on May 18th. At Reggie's Rock Bar. It's called Brutality. It's going to be 2 sessions. The first session is going to be the Chicago Beer Geek session. Second session will be the Solidarity Hardcore session. Oh, so cool. That's going to be cool.
Oh, nice. I'm sure we'll talk about that more as we get to it. And then I guess the last thing to mention for this past week is you checked out this new beer bar, Compass.
Yeah, right. Good call. So there's this bar. It used to be called Tommy Knuckles. Apparently. Okay. And it's this bar owned by a few guys called Compass. So Compass is in Lakeview. So if Diversey and Sheridan, basically, right. You know, right off Lakeshore Drive, you know, you get off at Fullerton and go a few blocks north and it's basically right there. So the only time I really go to that area is if I go to Duffy's. Duffy's is that spot where, you know, they do brunch. And last time I went there, they had like a Poison cover band.
Okay.
On like a Friday night.
I think I've seen that. I don't know if I've ever gone, but I've seen it. I've drove past a couple times.
The Poison cover band fucking kills it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
Good to know.
But that's the only time
if I'm up for some Poison.
Dude, I mean, who's not up for some Poison, man? You know, CC DeVille, man, come on. No. But so this place is it's a craft beer bar in Lakeview. Mm-hmm. So the guys. One of the guys is in the, his name is Patrick. One of the guys is in the group. So the Girl and the Goat and Little Goat, they're affiliated with with a restaurant group.
Yeah.
And he's one of the guys from that group.
Oh, neat. Okay.
So we're having this conversation and he's like, hey, you know, we looked at like 100 properties over like a year and a half. And we finally landed on this property. Oh. So it's a space that's, about 5,000 square feet, mm-hmm. And I would say maybe like 20 beers on draft. Oh. And they're at the end of the day, they're trying to usher in craft, in Lakeview.
Okay.
You know, so that's their mission. So we went there. I saw a few guys there. It was like a sneak peek event, basically, like on a Tuesday night. So Tracy from Metropolitan was there.
Okay.
So apparently they're going to have a program where Tracy. Is the Metropolitan crew is going to have some special one-off releases there.
Just for that place?
Just for that place.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. That'd be nice to see.
And then also I saw the guys from Break Room Brewery. Break Room's going to be, Western and Montrose in that area.
Okay. Yeah, those guys have been quiet. I haven't heard anything from them.
Yeah. Yeah, he said they've got a collaboration with Dry Hop coming up and a collaboration with Spiteful coming up. Nice. Yeah, and maybe we can find the names of that before the end of the show, but they sounded really good. Oh. But yeah, so this place is cool. So I had an argument with, the whole time there, I'm arguing with my buddy Chef Juan Kim. And so Juan Kim, you know, he does a lot of he does a lot of beer boards. You know, he does the beer boards at Clybourne, and then he's he throws some really cool events too. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and he lives over there. So I'm like, Juan, you know, you come to this thing, you know, you live right here.
Yeah.
And he's like, so we get there, and Juan's like, I mean, this place is cool, but you don't have a reason to come to this place unless you live here. And my argument was, well, that's kind of the whole point of what they're doing. They're ushering in craft beer in a space that doesn't really have some craft-centric stuff.
Right.
He's like, well, Small Bar doesn't do that. And look at where they're there. Look at where they are. And he's like, well, Delilah's doesn't do that. And look at and these are very good points. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Well, listen, that's just that's your opinion. But my opinion is I'm excited that, you know, hey, this is a space across the street from Duffy's that sits on Diversey near Lincoln, basically, right? Kuma's is right there. But other than that, there's not a whole lot of craft-centric bars over there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because when you go into a place like Compass, right, they've got, like, I would say there is an emphasis on local stuff. But I would say it's, like, you know, your standard kind of top 20 craft beer breweries across America.
Yeah.
You know, your Bell's Too Hearted, your Lagunitas IPA, you know, that kind of thing. Some Half Acre, some Metro, that kind of thing. You know, Allagash Wine and Bottles. You know, just kind of standard stuff, you know. So I was excited because I'm like, well, because we're always doing these events where we go deep into, like, these macro bars. And then we're like, hey, why don't you try some craft beer? So I know what that conversation's like. So to see a bar owner say, hey, we're having the same conversation except we own the bar and we're going to open that bar.
Uh-huh.
You know, I thought that was a win.
Okay.
You know, so there was no Malort.
See, that was a loss then.
But they just opened. They just opened, man. So yeah, it was cool. Oh, and one more thing about Compass, man. They have great pizza selection, which is nice. It's basically a craft beer and pizza bar. They got a wood fired oven in the back, so it's pizza, beer. That's it. So, and it was really good. So I met a guy named Paul, and Paul is opening a spot called Beer Miscuous, which is right down the street. So his bar is going to be like a craft beer cafe. In fact, it's a craft beer cafe where you can drink beer on the spot, or you can take beer to go.
Oh, okay, yeah. We don't have very many places like that.
No, I was telling Paul, and we talked for like 30 minutes. I'm like, you know, usually if it's, you know, the middle of the day, I find myself like at a coffee bar.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't have any craft beer centric places to go. So we had a great conversation, and he listens to the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So shout out to Paul, man. Beer Miscuous. It's going to be right around the corner from this place, maybe like a block or two away from Compass. So I had a good time at Compass and some good conversation, and there's a craft beer bar in Lakeview.
Nice.
I'm excited about that. Not saying that's the only one, but that's the only one I've been to.
Okay.
Yeah. Not including Dry Hop. Those guys are up. All awesome.
Right. Yeah. And yeah. Jake's Pub down the street. That's kind of
Jake's Pub's pretty good.
They got some good beer on draft too.
Right. Well, on.
Awesome. That was a busy week.
Man.
Well, we're like 30 minutes in the show already, and we still got to talk about this coming week. So let's get to it.
All right.
What do we got on the calendar?
All right. So Thursday. Thursday the 27th, 6 p.m., there's an event called Oak and Iron. This is Oak and Iron 3 up in Wicker Park at Jerry's Sandwiches.
Okay. Okay, so these are all, like, barrel-aged beers, right? This is the theme of this event. They're going to have stuff from Three Floyds. They got the Behemoth. I know we were talking about that recently. I don't know if it was off the show or on the show we were talking about finding Behemoth, right?
Yeah, right.
They got 2012 Bourbon County Stout. They got stuff from the brewery. They got Haymarket, which you don't really see outside of Haymarket, so that'll be interesting.
That's very true, actually. That's a good point. You usually don't see Haymarket unless it's at, like, a festival or something.
Right, so I wonder if we may be seeing more of that to come, if this is a little taste of what could happen.
A little preview there.
I got some Allagash, some Lost Abbey, Dogfish Head Stone. It's like almost a mini FOBAP going on here that night.
Yeah, so Iron and Oak, I guess. It sounds like Iron and Oak is inspired by, you know, well, Oak. Obviously, all these beers are barrel-aged beers. And then Iron is like, they're going to have like some Dungeons and Dragons type cinema, like some medieval cinema playing on the screen.
Okay.
And then like, swirled wielding cinema is what they're calling it.
Okay, and then they got some music starting at 10:30. So yeah,
it looks like a good event, man. Backwoods Bastard from Founders, 2012 BCS. That looks good.
Nice. Yeah. And the food's always good at Jerry's. I know I'm probably ordering Jerry's at least once a week, if not every other week.
I like their stuff. I go for, they do hip hop karaoke like one Saturday a month.
Oh, cool.
Go there and do a little Young MC, Bust a Move, you know, do a little Jay-Z, pimping, you know.
see a bunch of white people try to rap to these songs. Is that?
You know, it's fun times, man. It's like a little concert hall. That side of the room, you could literally throw concerts in.
Nice. So that's Thursday, starting at 6 o'clock.
All right. And then the next day, Friday, at Beer Bistro, is the Bell's Black Note Deconstructed Night. So apparently, Bell's Black Note is comprised of Bell's Expedition Stout, Bell's Double Cream Stout, and Four Roses Bourbon Barrels. So you get to try those components, you know, the Expedition and the Double Cream and Four Roses Bourbon. And then later on in the night, they release the Black Note, which contains elements of all those three. So that's going to be cool. That's at the original Beer Bistro, which is on Madison. So that's 1061 West Madison. That's Friday, February 28th. That's at 6 p.m.
And then over at Lincoln Lanes from like 8 p.m., there's a, what is this, there's a New Belgium Tap Takeover. And the beer selection at Lincoln Square Lanes, it's all right. So kind of nice to see them, you know, getting more beer. And I think that crowd over there, you know.
Never been there. You been there?
Yeah, I've been there once or twice.
Okay.
So I think the crowd there is just kind of, you know, you're there the bowl, really.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really care what's on draft. And when you find something good, that's great. So they're going to have New Belgium stuff. Little six tap take over there, so it's always nice. I haven't seen New Belgium beer on tap in Chicago in a while. It's not at the places I tend to go to.
That's true. La Folie was on tap at that small bar event.
Okay.
But yeah, you're right. There's not a lot of places that I can recall seeing it.
Ranger's a great beer. Shift is a great beer.
Yeah, I really like both of those.
Both great drinking bowling beers. They're
no,
great
it's true.
Drinking beers too.
I can picture, you know, pictures of Shift when I'm bowling.
Mm-hmm.
I dig that beer a lot, man. I would go to Happy Village and just hang out and just order Shift like all night.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
it's good beer.
And then also Friday night, this is Warren's first annual Toast and Roast.
Really?
Right. This is in Wheaton, Illinois.
Wheaton, Illinois. Hello.
Yeah.
I heard that on the radio once. I figure, you know, when you shout out somebody that's like, you know, nowhere near where you live.
Okay. You got shout out?
Yeah.
We gotta mention these suburban events too. We can't be just focused on the city here.
I'm all about the burbs, man. You know, I grew up in the burbs, and then you can see all the stars at night in the burbs.
Oh yeah. Oh, there's stars in the sky.
There's stars in the sky. You can see all the stars at night in the burbs, man. And then it's cool, you know, hitting those little gems in the suburbs, man. Because some of these suburbs have some real character to them, and they do some fun stuff.
Yeah. So Warren's on Friday at 6 o'clock. This is gonna be their first toast and roast. So it's a pig roast, and 20 breweries will have beers. They don't have a list of the beers, but you know, I'm sure it's gonna be good if they have event. That I think they'll have probably stuff from Slapshot, Break Room, Tight Head. So they're going pretty local with all these beers.
Yeah, I remember last time I went to Wheaton was the Wheaton Ale Fest maybe 2 summers ago. And I know that, you know, at least maybe about four years ago, they were celebrating the 10th year anniversary of that being a dry county. So to celebrate that, they threw this honking big beer event, right? And it was a great time. You know, you get on the train there. And you land in Wheaton, you know, maybe 30 minutes, 40
right,
minutes later.
Is it still dry? You can't buy beer in Wheaton, right? There's no store that sells beer?
No. You can booze it. You can totally booze it up in Wheaton.
Now, okay.
Yeah, there's like Wheaton College is right there. And then you can totally booze it up in Wheaton. And they've done 2 years of that Wheaton Ale Fest.
Okay.
The second year was really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, check this out. Head over to Warren's and, you know, drink some local beer and eat some pig.
Is that Friday or Saturday?
That was Friday.
Friday. All right. So Saturday, it's March. It's March already, man.
Oh,
Spring is in the air, right, man.
Okay, we got our IPAs. Spring is coming.
Spring is coming. It's getting brighter. You know, it stays lighter longer. March is here. This weekend is March 1st. The Illinois Craft Brewers Guild is doing an event called the Windy City Brewhaha. This is at the Lacuna Arts Loft in Pilsen. Pilsen is just south of downtown.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So tickets to that are $45. There's two sessions. First session starts at 1. Second session starts at 4. Last year, this event was at the same space they do FOBAP.
Okay.
At the,
not Bridgeport.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Bridgeport Arts Center.
Oh, okay.
Bridgeport Arts Center. Yeah. So this year, it's going to be at the Lacuna Loft Arts.
And that was where Hoptacular was.
Yeah, that's where Beer Hoptacular was. Lacuna Arts Artist Loft. It's basically like this this residential space that has an art gallery at the base of it, basically. Okay. A big art gallery.
All right. And this is put on by the Guild?
Yeah, this is a Guild event.
Nice. The Guild is going to have a busy Saturday because also that day is day/night of the Living Ales. And so Justin, you know, he's going to go to both, right? And
it's one of those events. I usually work on Saturdays, but there's a few Saturdays that I would love to call off for, and that, for me, would be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that party's cool. Beer Society, Chicago Beer Society.
Okay, yeah. So that, it's not a Guild event.
It's not a Guild event. But those are the only two really big associations in the city,
uh-huh.
Right? Or CBS and the Guild. I love that event.
Right, that's good. I know I will be there for the night session. I already got my tickets. It's probably sold out. So find someone who can't make it that got tickets, get their ticket. And that's a good time. That's over at Goose Island Wrigley.
Yeah.
In the back room there, there's usually like 40 cask beers.
Yeah, Goose Island Wrigley is a little bit bigger than Clybourne. And then it's cask ales, man. You know, it's real ale.
Right.
You know, it's like it's the way beer was meant to be enjoyed, you know. I think you go to England and probably a lot of the bars over there probably still do cask.
I'm sure if they do, yeah.
You know, yeah. And you know, cask, man, it's gravity fed, so no CO2 coming through the line to push the beer out. You know, it's all gravity fed. You know, a lot of these beers are you know, I think they're like fermented like in the cask.
Yeah, some right. of them are. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good event. And then everyone shows up and they really try to do like special variants of a lot of the beers that they make that are good beers already.
Right.
You know?
This might have been, I think Metro usually does something, and this might have been the first taste of some stuff they like. I think breweries experiment here, and I know I think Metro did, and then you'll see something later on that maybe was a big hit there that goes on for a bigger run or maybe something else later.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a true festival in the sense that these beers are probably the first time you'll see them, and then
maybe the only time,
and more importantly, it's probably the only time you'll see them.
Yeah,
and that's what makes a kick-ass event, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a crazy event because you either are gonna have to stay in the crowd because it's in this like back room that's like their loading dock area, so it's cold.
Yeah, that space is kind of like it's kind of like their garage space. Mm-hmm. All year except for this event,
right? So yeah. I go where I usually just run in, either go with someone, you get like a pour of something, maybe drink that one real quick, get another pour, and then go out into the other room, and then you can trade back and forth with your friends and see what they had and warm up, get some food, and then go again.
Yeah, that's a good event. I remember one year, Lafleur, when he was at Goose, he had a beer called Sonic the Hedgehog. So then he dressed up the cask as a hedgehog.
I think I remember seeing that.
With like fur and like a nose and some ears. It was funny, man. Yeah, and I think it was Adam. I saw Adam, the Ray Beer Adam we were talking about earlier.
Uh-huh.
Hung out with him at Goose, and we were just hanging out at the bar, and he's like, I'm really excited for Night of Living Ales because, you know, last year, Tom Corder didn't have anything because he wasn't up and running. And last year, Lafleur didn't have anything because he wasn't up and running. Uh-huh. And both of those guys will more than likely be at this year's.
Right. I know Penrose, they just started brewing, so maybe Tom did like a homebrew thing that could be there. Technically Penrose, right? So we'll see. Hopefully. That'd be nice. I'm sure Lafleur will have something from Off Color, and And we have so many local nano and just small breweries now. It'll be, I think it's going to be a different event than normal.
It's a true Chicago showcase. I think that's another thing. Yeah. And just about everybody there is from Chicago, and everybody there is bringing stuff they normally wouldn't serve. Just, you know, fun stuff specifically for this event. So,
right. So if you missed out on that, definitely sign up for Chicago Beer Society so you get the, I guess, newsletter. They don't even send out email. It's like a paper thing in the mail.
It's old school, man. Yo, I told them, I'm like, yeah, I need to get my tickets for the picnic. They're like, yeah, we mailed those out already. So right. If you didn't get them, you don't get them.
Did you send us a check?
Right. We mailed those out, and you should have sent us a check already. It was good stuff, man.
All right. Well, does that wrap up the week, or you got anything else on the calendar?
No, that's all I got.
That's going to do it for the show then this week. Nick, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they get in touch?
Yeah, man. I'm on Twitter. I'm at Nicosio on Twitter.
Nice. And you can follow me on Twitter. It's at BRad. You can follow Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. And then website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are up there. There's links to iTunes. Subscribe. Leave us a review. That's great. And then we have a Facebook page, / Chicago Beer Pass. We're posting photos, you know, other events we come across that we don't have time to talk about on the show or just didn't hear about in time. So we post those up, and, you know, so like us up there and find out about all these events happening in Chicago. So thanks for listening, everyone.
Cheers.